7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Manus, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Now, word is there's a store that sells nothing but quilts.
Yeah, and the stuff that you need to make them as well. Yeah, we're talking about Kiki's Quilt Shack. They just moved into their new home at Palm and Bullard Avenues in a former Walgreens building. This is an 18,000 square foot space. And to give you an idea, that Walgreens have been vacant since 2012. And the landlord says it's getting harder and harder to fill such large spaces. So, you know, I'm sure it was a good thing when Kiki came along. So Kiki and Manny Massengale opened the store in 2016 after they sold their health insurance underwriting business, Health Comp Administrators, here in Fresno. And it's become something of an institution in that time. You know, as you mentioned, they probably sell some quilts. You know, they also sell sewing machines of all kinds, 4,000 bolts of fabric, including some of the high-end stuff that's hard to find elsewhere. The thing that sets Kiki's Quilt Shack apart is the education piece. They have these classes and annual events that apparently these things sell out in like minutes. And so education space in that new the new location has been boosted more than tenfold. They have 4,600 square feet of space for classes and stuff like that. This is really interesting. So by October, there's going to be a mini record store inside of Kiki's. Manny used to own Spinner's Records in the Tower District before he closed it when Kiki's Quilt Shack really got big. So he's going to be opening up a little space in there. He described it as a Chicago speakeasy type space without the booze, I'm sure. But, you know, the guys could come by and check out some tunes while their wives shop. So really exciting.
That's an awesome idea. I love it. And I saw the new location yesterday. It's a cool looking building. And boy, it is a lot bigger than what she had before. All right, now definitely. Let's talk Subways. And what's this meatless meatball sub story, Gabe?
Yeah, so Fresno is a well-known test market. You know, the things like the First Credit Card, the Taco Bell, Doritos Locos, tacos, they all got their start here in Fresno as a test item. And that's the same for Subway's new meatless meatball marinara, which is sort of a contradiction in terms there. But starting Thursday, stores in Fresno and Visalia are going to be testing out this meatless meatball sandwich, you know, following the trend of fast food places testing their plant-based protein, meat substitutes. This one's made by Beyond Meat, so that's going to be available in nearly 700 stores in the U.S. and Canada. And Fresno is one of the six test markets, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah. And speaking of new things, I was hoping to get a quick plug for our event coming up. It's called Breakfast with Experts. It's next Thursday at 7 a.m. at Fort Washington Country Club. If your business is going to have a transition, looking to raise capital or to transition to a new owner, you're going to want to check this event out. So to get your tickets, you could go to 559-490-3400 and ask for Casey.
And will you be there, Gabe?
I will be there.
That's the draw right there, baby. Get your tickets now. The word is out. Gabe Dillard will be there live. So tickets are going to go fast today.
Yeah, I'll be making an appearance.
Have a great week, Gabe. Always great to hear from you, man.
Thank you, Tony.
All news that is business for Fresno and the Valley, you're going to find that in the Business Journal, so you can pick up a copy or check them out online.